grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our meditation this morning is the gospel lesson from St. Matthew, especially verse 17, where the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just last night, really, we went out and we were having dinner, my wife and I, and I was picking on the waitress a little bit. I normally do that. Well, she was picking right back. I met my match, so to speak. And she started to share how much we each of us work. And she didn't know who I was. And this isn't the first time I've done this, but I said, yeah, well, I have to work tomorrow morning. I got to work every Sunday morning. It started about 7 o'clock. She's like, well, that's for the birds. So she left. It was really busy in this place that we were at dinner last night. So she left. She's running around, running here and there, and I reached in my pocket to pull out one of my business cards. She comes back up to the table, and I hand her the business card. You can pray for me. What she did, right like that, she looked at my card. First, she'd been had. But second, she goes, you can pray for me. I have cancer. Just like that. Just like that. I handed her my business card, which says, of course, I'm Reverend Pastor Philip Ritter. And this church is on there, so I don't know if that's true. But she saw that I was a pastor, and immediately she said, you can pray for me. I have cancer. And ever since that moment, I thought, you know what? Yeah, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, right then and there. The kingdom of heaven was shown. That young lady saw it, that the kingdom of heaven was there. Now Jesus does and says this in our gospel today. Some commentators say this is the second most important thing that Jesus said, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The other most important thing that Jesus said was, I'm going to Jerusalem to die. Those are the two most important things they say are in the gospel. Now, the importance of Jesus saying this, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is because God himself has now declared it is now. He is reigning. The reign of God is now. That's what that young lady saw last night. That God is reigning. He is in charge right now. And that's the importance that we need to know about the kingdom of heaven being at hand. The authority that Jesus has to declare this. This is amazing. God himself, the God-man himself, Jesus, declares that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is not a place, but it is a specific place. It's not a time, but it's a specific time. The kingdom of heaven is the means of grace that God has. The means of grace, holy baptism, sacrament of the altar. These are places where the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And even last night with that young lady in a busy restaurant, the kingdom of heaven was present there. She just blurted it out. You can pray for me. I have cancer. Now the authority that Jesus has here to declare that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What's taking place here in there? He is choosing his disciples. Notice how it doesn't say they are choosing him. He is choosing his disciples. And this is a hallmark. This is a point that's taken throughout all the ministry of Jesus. He chooses his disciples. He has chosen each of you. So God breaks a pattern of men. God breaks the pattern that men have had for centuries, where man is in charge and it's now time for us to choose, even our God. The ancient Egyptians did that regularly, that they had to call upon the gods. So God seeks us now. This is cool. Now, this is a summary. This statement is a summary of Jesus' ministry. It's a summary of all the teaching of Jesus. We, like those disciples that he chose right then, we have a beginning here of understanding. We're beginning to understand what's taking place. We're beginning to get an understanding what God has in store for us about salvation. It's just a beginning. And I don't have a firm line on all the mysteries of God. Many things are yet to be shown us, and those things will be described in their entirety in paradise. But the reign of God is that which we proclaim now. It's not our lives and it's not our needs, but it's the needs of others. Jesus says, I will take you and make you fishers of men. There's also an urgency to this pronouncement that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's an urgency. It's important that this summary of Christ's teaching be told and be heard by many, by many, by many. Young lady last night, why on earth would she say such a thing if she wasn't in fear for her life? We're told that we don't know the day nor the hour. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. He's coming again. We don't know that day, that time, or that hour. So there's an urgency that more people be told. And that's what we do. That's where we share this good news. We share this about the judgment that's coming on the last day. We know neither the day nor the hour, but yet we know that that judgment is coming. We often pray this, I've heard, that we pray the kingdom, the power, and the glory of his kingdom. His power, his kingdom, and his glory forever and ever and ever. That's what we pray for. We say that prayer oh so many times. Gospel, right after this, where he proclaims the kingdom of heaven is at hand, there's a promise. Jesus makes a promise to us. Many don't see it that way, but there's a promise right there in the gospel. Verse 19, he says, I will make you fishers of men. Not you choosing it. That's God choosing you. God chose me. God chose her. God chose all of you to be his disciples. And what do disciples do but go out and share the good news? So this message, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, this is a message for you. It's a message that you've heard. You've heard a little bit about it. But you've heard enough to believe. That's why I talk to the kids about being strong. You've heard enough. You've heard a little, but you've heard enough. You've heard a little, but you've heard enough to share this good news. You've heard a little, but you've heard enough to be secure in your faith. You've been told enough. You have that within you, the faith of your salvation. So this kingdom of heaven is at hand. You've heard enough. Like that young lady in the restaurant last night. She's heard enough. She knows that the God of all creation, that God who has come to redeem us, that God the Holy Spirit who has sanctified us, will keep us until that last day. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.